I wrote on the board other little ships. And this is the first time I've ever gave this message. The Lord gave me something very special out of St. Mark. I'd like to turn to St. Mark and start reading about Jesus being in the boat. And it says here in the 35th verse, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now, in this passage of Scripture, I'm sure that we've read it different times. We've heard it preached different ways. You hear that, you know, it's a test of faith, that which is true. You know, Jesus was on the boat, but when they saw the storm and all that, they were fearful, even though Jesus was on the boat. We shouldn't be that way when we know that God is with us. But as I was reading that a few days ago, when I got to the part where, "And with him other little ships," it seemed like the Lord spoke to me and said, why did the Lord put that in there? There were also with him other little ships. And the Lord began to give me a thought that I never had before. I never had noticed that. I had read that scripture many times. And I just had went over that. I'd never noticed. It just seemed like those words just stood out to me. Other little ships. Well, we want to think about this. Jesus had been preaching and teaching all day. He was very tired. You know, he was the Son of God, but he was also a man. And he was very tired. And he went to sleep because of that. But it wasn't that he didn't care. But he was very tired. But you know, the Lord, he was going to take care of it in a little bit there. When peace, you know, he said, "Peace be still." But here came the wind. And I think about these little ships. We are on the sea of life. We are a vessel of the Lord carrying the gospel. And on the sea of life, we have other little ships all around us in our life. Now I'm going to compare, like, when you are a boat, that you are spiritually mature and you can bear things and you can be strong. But you know, sometimes we have weaker brothers and sisters that are just coming to the truth. They might be likened into a little ship, that they need us to really help them. So on our life, our circle of life, we have other little ships around us. So how that we react when we're in a storm of life. Every one of us has storms of life. Life is a blessing, but also we have troubles and problems and storms. Every one of us, the enemy sees to it that we get a storm sometimes, I believe. But he said he walks around seeing whom he may devour. But the Lord said, greater is he that's within you than he in the world. But when we're more mature spiritually, we know when the enemy's working. We recognize, okay, this storm that the devil has brewed up and caused, you know, he's trying to cause problems over it. So what we do, we go to the Lord and we ask God to help us to react right and do the right thing. But if we don't act right in our storms of life, it affects the little ships. And then they get discouraged, or they may even lose out with God if we do not behave ourselves like we should be. God wants us to be careful and take care of the other little ships. I know this is really different, but it's so inspiring to me what the Lord gave me. And, sometimes we might think, why am I here in this particular place? What purpose does God have for me in this congregation? Or what purpose does he have for me here in Oklahoma? Or what is he trying to work in my life? And then we realize it's the little ships. He wants us to carry the gospel to them. He wants us to help them. When I got saved, I was a little ship. I mean, I've told you the story before, but you know, Jerry's grandmother was a boat. What I'm trying to say, you know, I was talking to some little children today, and they were like, no, we're not really a boat, we're not really a ship, but you know what I'm trying to say. But a mature, spiritually, my grandma, Jerry's grandma was. With me, when I first got saved, I didn't have the understanding, lots of understanding of the Bible that I needed. I was a little ship. I needed help. I needed encouragement. Well, that's the way it is with people around us. We got to recognize, okay, maybe their personality rubs you wrong, but they're weak. They're a weaker brother. They're a weaker sister. And so you're to be kind to them and work with them and help them to grow, because they're a little ship and we don't want to destroy them, and we don't want to talk about them and just say, well, you know, I don't like their personality, so I'm going to avoid them. No, Christ wants us to love them. Christ wants us to reach out to them and help them, because they're just a little ship that God, they're being tossed in this world just like we are. Those little ships, I was thinking that night when the water was coming in and all that storm was hitting the big boat. What about the little ships that were around the big boat? They didn't have Jesus on the boat, and they were getting tossed just like the big boat was. Do you know little children? They have problems too. It's real to them. We don't want to just brush them off. I think about what Jesus said when over here in Matthew in 19, you know, and see the verse 19 and 13. It says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked him. Now, I don't know why they did that, but you know, let's not be like that. Let's be kind to the little children. Sometimes they have a lot of questions, and they want, you know, we're busy. But we got to take time to answer their questions. We got a time to realize that they're little ships, that they need encouragement. Their problem is big to them. If they're crying and they have tears, we need to be compassionate, because that problem to them is really real. And we don't want to destroy them. We want to help them overcome. And you know, it says, Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He laid his hands on them and departed thence. You know, isn't that wonderful that Jesus, he loved the little children, and he loves the little ships. He doesn't want us, you know, I was just thinking about, it, you know, God's mercy is so great. When we first get saved, he's so kind, he's so loving, he works with us, he's patient with us, he teaches us, and he works with us, and he just keeps working with us. Like that little song that says, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. He doesn't cast us away because we're a little ship. He wants us to grow into a boat. He wants us to grow up, mature spiritually. And then it's our turn to help the other little ships to come along. That it's our turn to reach out and be kind and compassionate. And, you know, so do you ever ask yourself, why am I here at this place? What purpose does God have for me here? I tell you, the purpose is you're a vessel of the Lord carrying the gospel story. And God has a purpose for your life. And you know, You're on a sea of life. All around us in this world, we're living in this world, all these things around us, we have to deal with to a certain point. But you know what? The little ships, they've got to deal with it too. They're troubled too. And we got to encourage them and strengthen them. And the little ships are going along with us on the sea of life. The song says, I cannot know the way without thee. Oh, Lord. Do you remember that song? I cannot know the way without thee. Pardon? Yes. I cannot find the way without thee. Oh, Lord, look down from the throne. We need God. We need God to help us. We need God to help us. And also, the little ships are not big boats yet. The little ships can be destroyed if you are not strong. Did you ever think about that? If you're not strong, the little ships can be destroyed. One life, you can think sometimes that your life isn't counting, but you know, to some little ships, you're a hero. You know, I know we don't think of ourselves like that, but it's true. You are a hero to some little ships. They're looking at you. They're watching you. They're watching how you react in your storms of life. You know, they realize sometimes you have a hard time. They realize when you're sick or you're afflicted or having a problem and you come out of it, and they're watching you. They're watching what happens. They're, you know how they follow you, and they follow your example. We have a serious thing upon us to be a big boat in the storm and to watch out for the other little ships around us. The little ships are watching you. You know what? When you get in a storm, you know, I was thinking about the disciples on the boat. What they did, they probably had pails that they were taking the water and probably trying to, you know, get it off the boat so it wouldn't sink. And they probably was working on that. Well, in our life, in our storms, if we're going to bail water, let's not throw it on the little ships. Let's be careful. You know, it says loose lips sink ships. Let's be careful what we say. Let's be careful what we do. Because it's okay to bail the water out, but make sure you don't throw it on the little ship. Excuse me. We need a bear. Need to learn how to bear some things and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes. He can help us. He can help us. You are a hero. I mentioned that. For some little ship or more little ships, I know right now you are a hero. I'm talking about you. You are a hero to some people. You're a hero to some little ships. No matter how old you are, there's someone that's looking up to you. Someone's depending on you to be faithful to God. Your demeanor is going to affect some other little ships. How many are following us all day long? Well, they might not be with you physically, but they might be watching you and thinking about you, you know, and just thinking about maybe some things you said to them or some instruction you gave them. And, you know, even after the saints are dead and gone, many times, like I mentioned Grandma a lot, she's still feeding my soul, her life, thinking about how she was with me, how she helped me. The night I got saved, it was so sweet, and she stuck right with me and helped me make my wrongs right in Michigan. She was just like my little pastor, and she worked with me. We all need that, and we need somebody. We don't automatically become a big boat. There's been years of working that God's worked with us. People have worked with us. And then we get established. We don't want to drink milk all the time. We want to be able to grow up and eat meat. You know, babies drink milk. But and that's okay. We all start out that way, don't we? We start out as a baby. physically in this world, but we grow up someday and we eat meat. So spiritually, we've got to grow up. We've got to get to that place where the storms don't baffle us so much, that we realize the enemy is going to start storms. Do you think the devil starts storms sometimes? Have you ever think some time ago, my, where did this come from? How did this happen? He said he's a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. And the rest of that scripture says, be steadfast in the faith and put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we got something to do to be a big boat. We all want to go to heaven. Well, God is going to judge us how we treat our brothers and sisters. Be very careful in the sea of life. Watch how you handle your storms. They are following you to heaven. Help me, God. This is a prayer. Help me, God, to control myself when I'm in a storm. Help me not to sink some little ship. Oh, God, help us to remember this. You know, there's many times I've thought in my life when I was going through a hard place, I can't give up. I can't quit. I wanted to go to heaven. You know, of course, I don't want to go to hell. But it was more than just me. I would always think about the little ships. I didn't think about this message. I never had this message before. But I would think about the children. How is it going to affect the saints if you quit? How's it going to affect, how many people would you affect? How many people, your home, your marriage, your children, your grandchildren? Years ago, I was here in Guthrie, and they were having a baptism. Where my little granddaughters have grown up. Our youngest one now is almost 12, but the other ones have grown up quite a bit. Two are getting married. But there were four little girls sitting on the front. They were so excited to watch the baptism here. This was years ago. And I looked over at them. I said, that is just so sweet to see that. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you never would have saw it if you would have gave up. And I thought, what? Me? If I'd have gave up, I would have affected my children? Yes, you'd affected the little ships. May God help us. And I want to read just a little bit more. In Matthew 7, it says, therefore, whosoever, 7 and 24 of Matthew, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. That rock is Christ Jesus. Sure, you're going to have storms. And it's going to beat on you sometime. You're going to wonder how you're going to ever make it. But you know what? Just like that picture of the Rock of Ages, that woman is clinging to Christ. Cling to Christ. Cling to Christ with all your might. And you know what? Guarantee he'll help you. He's helped me. Pray to God. He can turn that storm around. What it'll be just like, go back over here just in Mark. And there were also with him other little ships. And when there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat up into the ship so that it was now full. Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. You know, God can do that for us. I've seen him take something that I thought was so bad. In a few hours, he changed it around, and it didn't seem so bad. Why do we sometimes in our storms think, oh, this is just, this, At the moment, it seems like it's just so bad. I remember lots of times years later, you can't even remember what it was. But the enemy's like, he's trying to make you think you can't go through, you can't. I think about the song that says, I mean to go on, and I mean to go through. Never, we had a minister's meeting here one time years ago. One of the ministers said, never give up. Never give up. Never. Not just for yourself, but for those little ships. And I just pray that you'll help pray for me that I can be faithful to God. I also thought about the song, The Lighthouse. It says, you know, it says, the big ships don't sail anymore. We don't need it anymore. But we do. We do need the lighthouse. And like the song we sang, brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may save. And it's not just among the saints, but when we're out in the world, there's people there that are hurting. And they see a Christian and they just beam. They just act so respectful. Many times it happens to us. And dark the night of sin has settled. Loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. They're looking for the lights. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother. You know, if there's anything that we need to trim in our lamp, trim our lamps, get closer to God. Some poor sailor, tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. If we don't trim our lamps and be what God wants us to be, pray for me, I want to be what God wants me to be.